What is number four?
I said N-E-W-S-S-S. So we've got an S here. That one is going to be something else that's extremely important for our health, and it's called sleep. All right. Now, this is something that I've always had a problem with, and is getting enough sleep. I battle with that all the time. I used to avoid sleep as much as I possibly could. I tried to go as long as I could go without sleep. I didn't want to sleep because I had too much to do. I was too busy. I just thought, you know, it was unnecessary because there was so much to do. But I was wrong. I don't want to say dead wrong, but I was wrong. So you've got to have sleep. Our bodies have to rest. Our bodies have to recuperate. Our bodies have to regenerate. We've got to have the water. We cannot neglect. I mean, we've got to have the sleep. We cannot neglect it. Just like we can't neglect the water, we can't neglect the sleep. So here's what I'm telling you about sleep. Today, I was listening to a book coming home from North Carolina. It's an audio book. And what was the guy talking about? He was talking about sleep. He was talking about the importance of sleep for our health. He was talking about the importance of sleep for our productivity. We got to have sleep. And I probably could have had a lot more productive years in the past if I'd have gotten the rest and the sleep that I need. There's all kinds of studies that show that the sleep can improve our productivity. Sleep, actually, getting proper sleep, restful sleep, can actually improve your income. Because if you're more productive, you do a better job, you may get a pay raise. If you're working harder, you're doing more, and you're able to be more efficient on your job than the other guy, you're going to get noticed. You may get a raise. So, and studies show that happens, that people who are more productive because they sleep more or because they get restful sleep do a better job, they get better pay. So if you're looking for a raise, think about the sleep. Now, like as I said, there's a lot of studies on sleep. A lot of them show that there are tremendous health benefits from sleep. And one of them I want to mention because I just wrote about this in a blog, and that's Alzheimer's. I also spoke about this on my Feeling Good podcast. It's about Alzheimer's. Something that's very, near and dear to me as far as what it does to our bodies. And that is a disease that you don't want. I watched my granddad suffer for years with Alzheimer's and Parkinson's, and you don't want it. You don't want to go there. So sleep, I'm telling you, studies are showing, help our brain and the function of our brain. And there's a recent study that came out that shows that it possibly could help in the prevention of Alzheimer's. So get your rest, guys. Get your sleep. Don't neglect it. Now, let me say this. I know a lot of people have trouble sleeping, and there's all kinds of issues going on in our life that sometimes can disrupt our sleep. And some people get in a sleep pattern to where they can't go to sleep, or maybe they go to sleep and they can't stay asleep. It's a real problem. It's a real, real problem with people. And that's something that I like to address with people and help people with. And we do certain testing here in the clinic to help people find out the underlying cause of why they're not sleeping well. So I highly recommend, if you got sleep problems, don't neglect it. Don't let it go. Get some help. And I'm not talking about getting help in a addictive prescription drug, because there are a lot of those, and they are very addictive. If you're taking one of those now, talk to me, talk to somebody else about some alternatives, because there are some great alternatives. But my suggestion is, let's try to find out what the root cause of your sleep problem is. And I'll mention this, and this is something maybe I'll talk about on another session later on, but I will, and that's adrenal health, because your adrenals are two little glands that sit on top of your kidneys that affect your sleep. They affect all kinds of functions in our bodies, but they affect our sleep tremendously, and because they control what's called the circadian rhythm, and that's the time clock, our body's time clock. And when that circadian rhythm gets off, it disrupts our sleep and causes all kinds of sleep problems, sleep issues. So if you're having sleep problems, don't neglect it, because it can be detrimental to your health overall if you're not getting the restful sleep that you need. So do that. Got to have more water. All right. And back to the adrenal. Let me mention something about this just a minute. I'll be participating in a summit, and I'll post this on my Facebook page. It's a summit primarily for entrepreneurs that's coming up in October, where I talk about the adrenal problems and adrenal issues that people are dealing with today, and the health issues that it causes. So sleep is very well could be one of those problems that you're dealing with, and it could be an adrenal dysfunction. So that's something you may want to consider looking at as well. But anyway, that summit's coming up in October. I'll keep you posted and informed on that. A good friend of mine, Brian Buckley, is hosting this summit coming up in October.